City of Charlotte is looking to regulate drivers for smartphone-based ride-sharing services, including UberX and Lyft. But taxi drivers say the proposed restrictions still give the companies an unfair advantage. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
The city's passenger vehicle for hire board faced a standing room only crowd of taxi drivers yesterday. The board was seeking input on regulations intended to level the playing field between taxi drivers and ride sharing services. Taxi drivers, including Muhammad Alawi, say city regulations take away their incentive to drive for licensed companies.
Very soon, Charles is going to be without legal drivers with PVH because everybody's going to join Lyft, Uber, and everybody else.
That's because taxi drivers have to pay the city $130 a year for a license. Drivers for Uber and Lyft not only don't have to pay, they're not registered with the city. That would change under the proposed regulations. The city would also run criminal background checks on all Uber and Lyft drivers and inspect their vehicles. Taxi drivers like these proposals, but here's what they don't like. Uber and Lyft could still charge whatever they want. In other words, they can still undercut the taxi driver's city-regulated fares. Ride-sharing services are often cheaper, except during certain peak times. Rajat Abid drives for Yellow Cab.
I go to the airport, there is Uber. I go street, downtown, there is Uber. Everywhere there is Uber. And you cannot protect me from Uber. But you can charge me.
For its part, Uber says these regulations are unnecessary because the company is already conducting background checks. Here's spokesman Taylor Bennett.
We do a local, multi-state, and federal background check that goes back 7 years.
Bennett says his company will wait to see how the ordinance evolves before deciding how to respond. In the meantime, City Council wants the PVH board to weigh in on the recommendations by September 5th. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.